At this point, just as with drug addiction, we start to crave the activity and experience withdrawal when it's not available. In the long run, people become more preoccupied with the pain of withdrawal than the activity itself. This theory could explain why some people hire someone to beat them, or burn them with cigarettes, or why they are only attracted to people who hurt them. Fear and aversion, in some perverse way, can be transformed into pleasure. Solomon hypothesized that endorphins, the morphine-like chemicals that the brain secretes in response to stress, play a role in the paradoxical addictions he described. I thought of his theory again when my library habit led me to a paper titled Pain in Men Wounded in Battle, published in 1946. Having observed that 75% of severely wounded soldiers on the Italian front did not request morphine, a surgeon by the name of Henry K. Beecher speculated that strong emotions can block pain. Were Beecher's observations relevant to people with PTSD? Mark Greenberg, Roger Pittman, Scott Orr, and I decided to ask 8 Vietnam combat veterans if they would be willing to take a standard pain test while they watched scenes from a number of movies. The first clip we showed was from Oliver Stone's graphically violent Platoon, 1986, and while it ran, we measured how long the veterans could keep their right hands in a bucket of ice water. We then repeated this process with a peaceful and long-forgotten movie clip. 7 of the 8 veterans kept their hands in the painfully cold water 30% longer during Platoon. We then calculated that the amount of analgesia produced by watching 15 minutes of a combat movie was equivalent to that produced by being injected with 8 milligrams of morphine, about the same dose a person would receive in an emergency room for crushing chest pain. We concluded that Beecher's speculation that strong emotions can block pain was the result of the release of morphine-like substances manufactured in the brain. This suggested that for many traumatized people, re-exposure to stress might provide a similar relief from anxiety. It was an interesting experiment, but it did not fully explain why Julia kept going back to her violent pimp.